So, have them changed in recent times? How what did that change and why did it happen? In August 2018, the commune system, so the neighborhood organizing that moves up through communes to neighborhoods to your town to your city and so on, basically for sorting out all the necessities of life, was entirely taken on by the autonomous administration of North and East Syria. And so the role of that is to administrate. The Syrian Democratic Council, as we discussed, is a political avenue and also took on the sort of political and diplomatic work of building up this system in newly liberated areas, in the now slightly wider area of North and East Syria. So Tevdem has since then come to focus entirely on civil society organizing. So that's all the other things that we said, people organizing as youth, as certain religion, certain ethnicity, as women, as artists, as whatever role it is, and particularly as workers. There's a lot of big emphasis on unions. Now, why is that? One of the reasons stated by the co-chair of Tevdem is that part of the role of Tevdem is to prevent the autonomous administration becoming a state. And so prevent, if all those things had stayed, if they sort of organizing of the necessities of life, if this commune system had stayed in the same institution as civil society organizations, as people in unions fighting for their rights as workers, or as people making their voices heard as youth, or from a certain ethnic group, if that was all in the same institution, it was felt that it would be too much consolidated in one place, too much power. And that whether we want it to or not, that can essentially de facto become a state. And so we need to take that seriously. So it acts now as a counter power, it's often described. And there have been instances, for example, of Tevdem helping workers make their case to the autonomous administration, to workers who were working for part of the administration and make deals on whether it's wages, hours, whatever it is. And be able to like broker to work through conflict in that way as well. And none of this should sound antagonistic. This is complementary. This isn't about the people who work in Tevdem saying, "Oh, we've got our eye on the autonomous administration. You can't trust it at all." This is very much about saying we are all on the same team. What do we want? We want a truly democratic society. What does that democratic society need? It needs to have a separation of administration of needs and of people organizing to make their voices heard in the various like aspects of civil society. You can't have both those things together to have a healthy society. So we separate them. And that's part of working together. Challenging each other is part of being in the same movement. And so that's, it's very much supported by everyone here. It's seen as essential. Then it was understood that the way that it was before could go this other way. And so again, we see that forms can change because you work on these principles and on these values. You don't cling always to the same forms. And in my opinion, this year really has a lot to do with theories of power. Whether we want something or not, a certain shape or a certain institution can create it. So we can't just wish for things to be equal, for things to be democratically administered or democratically run, because of course we all want it to be that way. We have to acknowledge that structures and institutions have their own power and have their own meaning, and we have to institutionalize and we have to structuralize, we have to somehow make durable our values and our principles. And again, these things can move and change, but we keep doing that. And then what do you have at the end of it? Yes, it's confusing. It's not always the most slick, streamlined thing. It can take a while to even work out how things work, let alone get anything done. It's clunky. It's not the most kind of flashy and fast-moving system. Okay, fine. But it's democratic. The point is that people are really, really genuinely trying to make sure that this system gives everyone a voice, and that this system doesn't turn into something that sells out its own principles. And everyone in their different way, whatever part of the system they're working in and whatever role they're playing, is pushing to do that. And Tevdem, as it stands at the moment and as it's been before, but in this form that we can see now, is a really important part of that. And it's really exemplary of how we can create these structures that in and of themselves help to like make these checks and balances. So it's solid, practical things that we can do based on principles and on values, and not on just, it's not pragmatic. It's not saying, oh, it's just about the practical and don't worry about the values. What you see here is that we really take, they take the principles and the values, and because they are the heart and soul of this revolution and of this movement, and then are willing to, everyone's willing to get their hands dirty and to put those principles and values into some sort of structure and some sort of shape, and to work together and see what we can all make of it.